Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
And it's Mairead Ronan in for Andrea today and tomorrow. But now it's Lunchtime Live's Big Batch. You can find all our old recipes if you want. You can just look up the hashtag LLBigBatch. You'll find recipes for lunches, for breakfast, for dinner, for desserts, whatever. And cookbook author Sarah Butler is in studio with me now. So Sarah, what is on the menu today?
I have lots of lovely things on the menu that are really versatile to make maybe on a Sunday. So the first thing is, it's like a vegetable tikka masala.
Lovely.
But I added a few little other bits in as I was going. And what I love about a vegetarian option is it's so quick to make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have in there, now all the recipes are on my Instagram page, Sarah Butler at Home, with video demos. They'll
Lovely.
Be up after the show and on your own socials as well. So you don't need to remember everything because there's lots of spices. So you're going to have your onions, your garlic, and then add some tomatoes in. We've got some chickpeas and lots of spices, but nothing too crazy. Cumin, coriander, garam masala, curry. And then I added in a little coconut cream and milk.
Lovely.
So you've got that lovely coconut flavour.
You're saying all the right things for me.
Yeah, it's great. And you can make so much. Like a tin of chickpeas will go so far, you know, with all the other ingredients. And then you can have whatever rice you like. And it's just a great one to pop on slow cook. A little bit of tomato puree in there. I don't think that's traditionally in a tikka masala. But I just, as I was making it, was tasting as I go. Because I will be very much a meat eater.
Oh, good. So am I. But I do like to have at least one.
Yeah.
Vegetarian meal a week.
It's great and very filling with those the lentils and the chickpeas, really filling. So that's a great one to make, as I said, maybe on a Saturday or a Sunday. And a really handy tip is portion it out and maybe pop it into Ziploc bags. Keep it flat.
After it's cooked.
After it's cooked. So maybe, you know the way, if it's a busy house, you might have two in eating at 5 o'clock and there might not be another one in until 7:30.
Yeah.
So you can portion it out, and even if you wanted to freeze it, but freeze it flat, and then you can defrost it in a bowl of cold water and it'll defrost real quickly. So you have them in your freezer and you have some in the fridge and you can take it out as you want.
But I mean, I don't think any of us make our freezer work hard enough for us.
No, you can freeze pretty much anything.
I know, but we don't. I mean, I think the worst thing about being an adult, like it's the worst thing, is being asked, what's for dinner?
I know.
Every single day.
Yeah.
I just didn't realise I was signing up for that.
It is, and it's non-stop. But a handy one is just to make a plan before the week kicks off and know, okay, Tuesday's a busy day. I need to get a slow cook on in the morning, or I have time on a Wednesday, so maybe make an extra dinner and have them there. But that's it. It's so hard. And you wake up in the morning, the first thing I think is, what's today? What's happening? What time do I have to make the dinner? Mm. And what have I got in the fridge to make dinner? So that's where the freezer is great. You can have chilies and lots of things frozen there for stir fries.
And that would really work for me, as in I could take that out. I could eat that. Give the big meat eater who I'm married to meat, and then give the kids the terrible kids meals that they eat. So that would work in my house really well.
We all do that. And if you wanted to fry up some chicken and add that in, you can as well. And then I have two lovely options to batch chicken marinades. So instead of just having a plain chicken breast,
which is awful. Oh, I mean, let's call a spade a spade.
You need
chicken fillet is just not tasty on its own.
Definitely not. So that's where the marinades are great. So this one has got, again, everything is on the socials, ingredients. This one has paprika and chili, tomato puree, olive oil, garlic, some herbs. So you pop that into a container. If you can, leave it in your fridge overnight to marinate, and all them gorgeous flavours. Squeeze a lemon and then you can pan fry it. And if you don't have time to pan fry it, throw it into the oven. While you're doing the homework or you're putting a wash on, let it cook away. And then you can see here, I've got that with avocado, peppers, some carrots, rice. Have it with a salad, have it with pasta, in a sandwich like I've done here with this one, in a big baguette. This is like a chicken Caesar salad baguette.
These are good hot or cold.
Yeah,
that's a great thing.
So you
about
can bring them to work.
Yeah, they're really, really good hot or cold.
Yeah, so add flavour. This chicken has a thyme, oregano, olive oil, garlic, again, into the bag overnight and fry it off as you need it.
Would you know how much that might set you back and how many would that feed, roughly?
Which, the tikka masala?
The first one, yeah.
The first one, I can't imagine it, because a lot of the stuff is in your cupboard with the spices and there's no meat in there. I can't imagine it being any more than 5 or 6 euros to feed four. Can of chickpeas, rice as cheap as chips.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your spices there. cream, maybe, yeah, the coconut cream.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you €5 or €6.
€5 or €6, I'd imagine. It wouldn't be any more expensive than
and
that.
And a rough estimate on the chicken?
On the chicken, again, it's all spices. Depending on what chicken you get, you know, you can get a chicken breast for €1 or you can go a little bit more. So depending on what chicken breast you get, the rest is spices, so a couple of euros.
Can I ask you, it's okay to freeze rice? Is it?
Rice, you have to be careful. Absolutely is. But okay. The trick is you have to just make sure that you do defrost it properly and you reheat it properly with a little bit of water so it nearly self-steams. A little bit of water, lid on, into the microwave or into your pot and the steam will cook it through again.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So it is important. Because I remember hearing that before. You shouldn't reheat rice.
You just have to be careful. Add a little bit of water and make sure you don't leave it out on your counter. The minute you have finished using the rice that you've made, put it in the fridge. It doesn't have to be cold. 20 minutes into the fridge.
Okay.
Because that's where the bacteria will begin to breed if it's left out on the countertop for 2 hours. Then you put it in the fridge and you take it out and you put it back in.
And then so you don't have fun. You're just not going to have fun.
No.
Okay, so that's great. So the vegetable masala and your other dish, they are both going to be put up on our socials. And if people were listening in the car or whatever, couldn't take anything down, you can check out the hashtag LLBigBatch. And you can also just go and check out Sarah Butler on Instagram. Sarah Butler at home.
Sarah Butler at home. And I have videos on all three. So you'll know in 25 seconds how
it's to make brilliant
it.
For people just to have a little scroll through and get a bit of inspiration.
Yeah,
if those ones didn't tickle their fancy, there's plenty of other things there. Thanks a million for that, Sarah.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.